It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and music. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Myes. I'm here with Paddy McHugh. Hey, Paddy.
Hello, Jen. Good to be here.
I'm super proud to say that we're brought to you by brigalowcountry.com.au.
Yes, indeed. And what a show we have today. This is exciting. I'm excited. This is actually an area that I know you know a lot about, so I'm interested in picking your brain.
I have a little bit of expertise, I will say that.
We are going to be doing Americana that swings.
Yeah, baby.
I'm a sucker for a bit of Texas swing, so I'm...
And rockabilly and hillbilly swing. I mean, it's great.
It is. It's fantastic. Hang on. Before we go any further.
Yes.
Let's do what we always do, Jen, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land in the west end of Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, Jen, I'm going to jump straight in and say, you are a swing dancer. Is that correct?
I am. I can still cut a rug.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I've heard about this and I've seen video of this, but I have never seen you do it live. I cannot wait. I would love to dance with you, but I've got nothing.
I think the only person, even including my husband has never seen me dance. Like, he's not seen what I can do. The only person who actually has is Cameron Milford.
Right.
Because he was at the Five Spot in Nashville on swing night and saw me get down.
Well, I just want to put it out there that if anyone listening can swing dance and wants to take Jen Myes for a spin, I would love to see that at a local gig sometime.
That would be excellent. I would really enjoy that. Paula Hackney knows I can swing dance. She's taken me once around the floor.
Well, actually, we'll play one of hers a bit later too.
Yes, we will. Dance. Yes,
because it's got some swing.
She loves her swing. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, let's get into it. Let's throw some music out there because some people might be sitting there going, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
We'll explore that a bit further, but let's let the music start it off and do the talking. The first track we're going to play is by an American artist who has just recently toured and played at the Groundwater Country Music Festival up here in Queensland recently. And I saw some video of that looked pretty hot.
Signed to Third Man Records, the Jack White label.
And that's correct.
Nice guy. I like Josh Headley.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for it. He looks like a nice guy. He dresses like a nice guy.
I have talked to him. He likes wrestling.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude.
We're learning so much tonight.
We are.
So this is Joshua Headley with his track, Mr. Jukebox.
Feed me nickels, feed me dimes. I'll play your favorite song just one more time. I'm right here in the corner anytime you're feeling blue. If you've got a new romance, well, I've got the perfect dance. If you need me, I'll be here. I'm Mr. Jukebox. This old bar room is my home, and it's the only one I've known. I've been here since I was a little boy, singing songs that people know. I watch them dancing to and fro while the music plays. New lovers find their joy. So feed me nickels, feed me dimes. I'll play your favorite song just one more time. I'm right here in the corner anytime you're feeling blue. If you've got a new romance, well, I've got the perfect dance. If you need me, I'll be here. I'm Mr. Jukebox. Thank you. fast dying. Still he manages to buy another round. I watch him clinging to the past. As I play, there stands the glass. You can almost hear the teardrops hit the ground. So feed me nickels, feed me dimes. I'll play your favorite song just one more time. I'm right here in the corner. Anytime you're feeling blue, if you've got a new romance, well, I've got the perfect dance. If you need me, I'll be here. I'm Mr. Jukebox.
That was the classic Let's Have a Party by Wanda Jackson.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth with Patty McHugh and Jen Myers, and we're doing Americana That Swings, and I have a question for you, Jen.
Okay, buddy.
For the uninitiated, in a very short period of time, try your best, please, if you can, to describe what the hell is swing music.
Well, it's got this thing, when you hear people talk about grooves and they go, oh, yeah, but can they swing? And you hear people go, you know, you hear music and it's like boom, cha-ta, boom. So it's got this difference of where the accentuation is put on the beat.
Of the beat, yes.
Yeah. And usually it's in your body, like you feel it. Like it's so funny. You go to swing dance nights places, and even people who don't dance that are just there, they can't not move because the music is infectious. Like where the beat is something we all just want to groove to, even if you've never been on the dance floor before.
Yeah, it's kind of it's that emphasis on the second and fourth beats of the bar, and it sort of puts you a little bit off beat, and your reaction is almost a physical movement to get back into the groove. It's almost like you're kind of having to fight with the beat to get back into it, and that's where the swinging of the hips, I suppose, maybe comes from. I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's so much fun. I started swing dancing back in the neo swing revival of the mid 90s, and I competed as a swing dancer on the national circuit and was very serious into it. And I do jive and West Coast, and I used to do all the aerials and crazy floor stuff, 'cause I was really skinny and that was easy to throw around. But my favorite is the Lindy Hop, which is an older form, earlier form.
Like the 30s, isn't it, around that era?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like the Cab Calloway kind of time period. That's my favorite because it's really foot-centric dancing and partner dancing. And I Lindy Hopped in the National Tour of Sophisticated Ladies to Duke Ellington's Cottontail all around the country.
You have many facets, Jen Myers.
I've been around. I'm old. That's what it is.
I didn't say that.
Just being honest.
All right, cool. Look, let's keep the swing swanging. Mm-hmm. This next artist, we're going to do a double header.
Yeah.
It's JD McPherson. Yep. And this is one of your recommendations, Jen.
Yeah.
With the first I'm going to do is Northside Gal, followed by Country Boy.
Yeah.
Swing.
trip or the rest of my day. I ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. I'll be a country boy the rest of my day.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Mize and Patty McHugh. We are doing everything that's Americana that swings. And up next is Australia's own Pat Capocci with his tune Firefly. Hey Patty, I'd like to take a moment to talk about our sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au. Brigalow Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts, and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
And what is especially cool is when you order online with BrigoloCountry.com.au, they provide free shipping Australia-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
That's awesome. Brigalow Country and Western Home Decor and Furniture Range has everything you need to bring the outback into your backyard.
They have a gigantic range spanning Western-themed wall art, photo frames, lighting, cowhide rugs, which I need one of, mind you, just mm-hmm. bar decorations, statues, and kitchenware.
The folks at Brigalow Country have everything you need to transform your house into a country home.
And just as a special treat for Three Chords and the Truth listeners, Brigalow Country are offering a sweet 15% off store-wide when you enter the promo code 989FM.
Brigalowcountry.com.au, proud supporters of Australian country music and Three Chords and the Truth.
Let's get back to the music.
I guess that I don't care.
That track you just heard was the Deslons from New Orleans with their track, The Real Deal. Now, Jen, you actually interviewed those guys last year when they toured and lost the interview.
Sometimes technology gets the best of you. I had a great conversation with the guys from the Deslons down at Out on the Weekend, and it was so great. And Joshua Headley, I had two really great interviews, and my machine lost them both.
Cursed.
It's probably, my fault. Anyways,
I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we're doing everything that's swinging in Americana. You pick the next one because you have a personal connection to it. Tell us about it, please.
I do. I met this really cool guy in Nashville a long time ago. I did my first support in Nashville at a gig for Woody Pines, and Dave Rawlings turned up to the gig, which was pretty awesome. And it's one of those things, like, you get told that Woody is the guy that Ketch from Old Crow Medicine Show idolized the most and started that band. He loved Woody, what Woody was doing, and Pokey Lafarge used to hang with Woody and kind of emulates Woody a bit. And so Woody's pretty responsible for a lot of the music in this scene, and Dave Rawlings shows up to his gigs, so he's pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, let's play it.
Yeah, this is Harlem by Woody Pines.
Let's do it.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
That is right. And we are doing swing in Americana this week, or Americana that swings, depending on which way you swing.
Oh, man with the jokes.
Oh, I've got them all, Jen.
Boom ching.
Now, the next one is one of my picks. This is an artist I've been digging lately, and he can swing too, or he, as he would say, swang, because he's from Texas.
That's right. He can swang.
That's right. This song is called Baby 123 by Charlie Crockett.
Our bets, crazy as it is, we ain't good winning. Yeah, true love.
That last track you heard on Three Chords and the Truth was Nikki Lane singing Jackpot. Jen, what's next?
Up next, we have a song called The Ragtone Stomp by Brisbane's own Ragtone Ramblers from their new record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ragtone Stomp. R-A-G-T-O-N-E. This Ragtone Stomp's made for you and me. Swing it wild to the rhythmic beat. Clap your hands and shuffle your feet. Made in the west inside of town. That's where the hep cats hang around. They'll pick you up when you're feeling down. Keep on smiling, no need to frown. The night rolls over and everything's fine. Catching yourself dreaming. Jumping to the rhythm at a swinging old time. While the ragtone stomp is screaming. Now that you're here and you know our style. Do the ragtone stomp stomp for a while. Call up your friends, no need to dial. Turn your low down frown up to a smile.
Jen Myers, it has come to your favourite part of the show.
You know how much I love this.
Yes, shout-out time. And this week's shout-out goes to all of the mob listening in Glenelg in South Australia.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
That's right.
Yeah. You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. Next up on our Americana That Swings episode is Rodney Crowell with his tune, Frankie Please.
You tore through my life like a tornado looking for a trailer park. And you're a white dress mismatch on a gas culture clash at the mark. We met on a Monday, it is Sunday. It happened so fast, they said it wouldn't last. Yeah, but what do they know? Why can't they say so now? Bye.
Jen, at this point, I'd like to take a moment to talk about our very awesome sponsor, brigalowcountry.com.au. Now, look, Jen, we say that they are supporters of Australian country music, and they really are. And we wanted to tell you about a series that they've been filming in their warehouse called the Brigalow Country Acoustic Sessions.
This week's show is a live rendition by Red Crow of their song Done With You.
Now, Red Crow is a Brisbane-based bluegrass band led by Sarah Coldwood, and we'll share this video on our Facebook page, or you can go direct to brigalowcountry.com.au to watch the video and also for all your Western wear and country gift needs.
Yeah. And while you're there getting your shopping on, don't forget that listeners to Three Chords and the Truth can get 15% off store-wide by entering the code 989FM.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
All right, Jen, back to the music.
Yeah.
Well, I'm riding down Fifth Street. I'm coming down Main. I'm tied up on my neck. I'm boarded by cocaine. Cocaine, they're gonna kill my honey, dear. Now, won't you tell it to me? Tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, they're gonna kill my honey, dear. If cocaine before I die, I'd be sniffing cocaine if it took my life. Cocaine, I'm gonna kill my honey dear. Oh, won't you tell it to me? You tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, I'm gonna kill my honey dear. He says it'll kill me, but he can't say when. Cocaine, gonna kill my honey dear. Now won't you tell it to me, won't you tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, gonna kill my honey dear. Yes it will, y'all. Cocaine, I'm gonna kill my honey dear. Oh, I want you tell it to me, tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, I'm gonna kill my honey dear. Oh, no, 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 oh, Lord. I want you tell it to me, you tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, I'm gonna kill my honey dear. Let's do it one more time now, boy. Now won't you tell it to me? You tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine ain't gonna kill my honey dear.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Myers and Patty McHugh, and we're doing Americana That Swings this week. That was Tell It To Me by Old Crow Medicine Show. I'm not going to edit that.
No, don't. I like it.
Look, next up, what have we got, Jen? We have Justin Townsell, who unfortunately just had to pull out of his Australian tour.
Well, unfortunately, you were going to support him.
I know. I was really looking forward to it. But look, what's more important is I hope that Justin is all right and whatever has stopped him from coming, he can rectify soon and come back out and entertain us once more.
Amen to that.
Yeah, this is his song that's got a good swing to it, South Georgia Sugar Babe.
Love this tune.
South Georgia to find my sugar babe. She gonna do me sometime. So I'm bound for South Georgia to find my sugar babe. She gonna do me right.
Tail in the air.
We're doing all things swing here on Three Chords and the Truth today. That song was The Stray Cats with The Stray Cat Strut, a classic. Mm-hmm. And the next tune is by the record company. It's called I'm Getting Better.
I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm feeling it right now. I'm
day, Lord. I try, try, try with a thimble of pride. I got a pocket full of promise, ain't got nothing inside. All right.
Well, Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of our swinging episode.
That was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Look, last one. What are we going out on?
We're
going
to go out with Royal Crown Review and their song Zip Gun Bop.
I remember these guys.
I love these dudes.
Catch you next week.
See you next week.
To know, see, it's a little something made of cats to keep your heads low. See, the lots of saw gangsters packing iron all day, so you learn my two steps.
Be out of their way, out the way, baby.
Hey, hey. Zip gun, zip gun, bop. On the front stoop, man, he caught 5 rounds in the belly. He looked like a mess of bowling minestrone soup. Now you take that guy Muggs. Well, he got iced the other day. He could have saved his mama the dry cleaning bill my way.
Shoes, huh? Look like they fit your feet pretty freaking good. Now see if you can walk on water for me, you jackass.
now you can see zip gun bop was meant to be. Lots of lead flying